Are you ready for what God has for you?
Yes. Amen.
Are you expressing God's word to change your life?
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Are you ready for it?
Yes. Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
The word of God says in Luke, if your earthly father, we touched a little bit, but God said this when we touched here, but anyway, it says if your earthly father, if you ask him for egg, would he give you a scorpion?
No.
If you ask him for something to eat for bread, would he give you a stone?
No.
Amen?
Amen.
If you ask him for a fish, would he give you a serpent?
No.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Then it says, how much more is coming? I can feel it coming. How much more? Say more.
More.
How much more? Say more.
More.
Will your, let's change it a little bit.
Yes.
Will my.
Yes.
Say that with me. Will my.
Will my.
Will my.
Will my.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Give me.
Give me.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes. 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 The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's right. It's in this world.
Yes.
Yes. The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
If I.
Yes.
Hey.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes.
If I.
Act.
Praise God. Every good and perfect gift comes from above.
Amen.
You are a child of Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
How much more? God's been letting me ask all kinds of stuff in these last few months.
Amen.
Has he been giving it to you?
Amen. Oh, yes.
Amen. Has he been receiving that you have been asking for?
Amen.
The God's word is what?
True.
What?
True.
True.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
True. True.
True.
It's not going to change.
Amen.
It's not going to change. It's not going to change. God said, I'm here for them right now.
Amen.
Yes.
I am here for them, he said,
yes.
Right now.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yes.
Yes. He said, ask you, I'm going to ask you. Can your heavenly Father that only gives you good, can he do exceedingly and abundantly more than what you could ever ask or think?
Yes.
Yes, he can.
Amen. Yes, he can.
And he will.
Amen. Can he take what you give him, regardless of what it is, turn it around,
yes,
and give you something exceedingly and abundantly,
yes,
more.
Yes. Amen.
A miracle.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
No one you could ever ask,
yes,
or think. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We were watching a TV commercial the other day, and it's some kind of credit card commercial, and this woman, she's really crazy, or she's really fat, she's way out there. Her husband comes in, and everything's got three things that he ain't even thinking about it. Don't even, this is how men and women do things over and over. He just, hey, how do you do it? Ain't got to knock. She just smiled and she just looking. So I leave the car and go buy some stuff. And she says, triplets. He looks below the roof and looks. So she bought the three baby beds and he just looked. He playing for good news. And I thought to myself, God can and will do exceedingly and abundantly more than what I can ever ask or think. Amen. Please open yourself to the limitlessness of your God, of your heavenly Father. Do more, say more than what I am ever asking or think. More. You had the pimples and all that other stuff, right? Then you still feel something. You still feel something there? No? You totally healed it? Praise God.
Amen.
Now, if you heal it, do you believe that God can do more? Is it healing you from it?
Amen.
That you will never get it again?
Amen.
Can you step out that much? Can you? Can
you? Yeah,
alright.
Amen.
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 I'm not going to get it anymore. Come here, Pastor. You're not going to get it anymore. So you just going to be healthy. Exceedingly and abundantly more than what you could ask or think. But you had to do, like you said, I got to do my part.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll take God's part. But I've got to do my part. Amen? I'll take God's part. I can feel it coming more and more. Anybody want to talk about
that?
Are you feeling that down more and more? I'll take God's part. But I've got to do, and I left my wallet and all, gave up my
money.
I'll pay God's part, but I've got to do my part.
Amen.
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 I'll pay God's part. And if an offering was being taken, God said, tell them. Just whatever it is, take it. And when you put it in, give me them.
Yes.
Give me that part of them. Whatever part it may be. You need the good. Amen?
Yes.
You need the good. So why give the good? He already got the good. He gave you. Oh, yes.
Yes, amen.
Don't try to be tricky. I'm going to give him the good. He knows the good. He gave you the good. He took your bad, turned around, and gave it back to you good.
Amen.
Give the seed to go for our health walk. I don't want to give him back. No, yet you do want to give him back.
That's right.
I don't want to give him the bad part of the game, too, because you can hold on to it. Now, if you want to give yourself the good part, You get to do it like that. He said, I'm not going to offer the Lord something that costs me nothing. But if you give him the jacked up part, and you give him the bad part, and you give him the part that you've been holding on to, and you give him the problem there, then you have to sacrifice and let that go.
Right.
And then they cut away from it. And then do what it says to do to his life.
Yes.
And then let God come into it and do it seriously, abundantly, more than what you could ever think for
that.
Anybody got a penny?
Yes.
Yes. Anybody got a nickel or a dime?
Yes. I'm just pulling up the drug bottle. I want you to get a nickel, or I want you to get a dime, because people tell me, this is what I heard, ain't worth a blood nickel.
Yeah.
You know, ain't worth a dime. Get a dime. Get a nickel. You get one. And the God, you know.
You know, he was trying to give it out. He was trying to help.
You know that concerning I was a God. This ain't no good to nobody else. Do you hear? This ain't good for nobody. And I think by now it was receiving and obeying the instruction that was given by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now you can die on somebody else's property. I'm cleaning the legacy which I got to clean up. Because I have received a mandate from my wife.
You're going to clean that up. Amen.
Hey, there's a matter of other mandates I have to do. Praise God. But see, the thing about it is this. Do not. See, the one thing I'm doing about anything, and it has everything to do about everything.
Yeah.
Something as simple as that. God doing exceedingly and abundantly more than what I could ever ask. The rats are gone. They're gone. They died on somebody else's property. Or down the street, can't get out. I don't know. Don't care. They're not in my stuff. Amen?
Amen.
They're not in my stuff. And when I went right and shook the thing, you see, this is how, I got to quit, but look, this is how your mind works. How the mind, your flesh, and your flesh works. I believe you can know that God will know me. So all the rest run away, the little thing. See, well, God is good, and that's the dawn. With their property or just they were and they were moving where they were at, I stood up on the stern. Just in case something ran out. Yeah. I stood up on the stern and shook and twisted it and got to feel hurt the back like that. And I didn't want to pull that back. Twisted, but I didn't walk in. The exceedingly and abundantly more of
come on.
The question was asked in the back, what do you want from the church? What do you want concerning our Christian fellowship? I want the church that he told me and promised me in Revelation. The church that was red hot on fire. No, I don't know what I'm talking about. There was a reformed church that was this and that, and there was one that would shake hot toes hot.
Amen.
That's the one I want.
Amen.
That's the one I want to get.
Amen.
Amen. But you got to expect it to be a little bit permanent, and the walls got to be knocked out.
Amen.
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 And it has to be like a pole wall.
Amen.
Where the Holy Ghost can run and go in and out. Then you hear
it.
Or the breeze can go in and out. And there ain't no front door. And there ain't no back. Because the Holy Ghost comes from the north, the south, and east, everywhere. And they all go over. But you gotta walk in a seasonally and a fatherly home. I don't want to walk in it because I had to pack myself. Because if I believe in God, yanked it out, took the chair. And I stood up on the stair. And I shook it. And watched it and said, the well was going to come out. And then went over to the locker where I thought was going to come out and kicked it and stole the man and said, the well was going to come out. You understand?
Yeah.
You see a manifestation of it. But you don't walk in it for it.
Amen.
You see the initial manifestation of it. But you see the residue of what it made of it before. Amen.
Turn down quickly, please.
Jesus. change the manifestation you have received. Your eyes lie. Your senses lie. Your flesh lies. You receive the manifestation of what God said it would be. He told us to say, it shall be, regardless of how they act, regardless of what they do. They will come alive. Because he said, if you ask him, how much more would the Heavenly Father give you the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Well, the Holy Ghost filling me. No. It's the manifestation of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
It's all that the Holy Ghost is. All that the Holy Ghost does. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Do you understand? How much more? But you can't stand up on the stairs and shake it. Put your stuff up there, Sam. You can't stand up and shake it. Yes, that's right. You ain't worth the balance. Without the patience and the exceedingly and abundantly. You got to let it go. And exceedingly and abundantly let it go. In the name of Jesus. And forgive me. I do see him in the bond.
Amen.
Father, I cut that. Seal up the prayer in Jesus' name. Now, regardless of what your senses say, regardless of what your flesh says, does it change the manifestation that God gave you? Does it change the manifestation that God gave you? It does not change. Lazarus came up out of the grave. Amen. That he was still in grave clothes. That doesn't change the fact that underneath he was brand new. It doesn't change the fact. He's in grave clothes. So what? Clean the mess up, take the coat off of him, and see the full brunt of what God has done for him. And he exceedingly and abundantly more what God has done.
Hallelujah.
The gospel really jumped in the water. But I can't. But you have to understand that. Look at that. The manifestation took place. They rolled away the stone. That's what you got to do. Like Reverend said, if I keep my hat on, then I better get it. Amen? That's what you got to do. Then God does exceedingly and abundantly more what you got. But then if something tried to come along, I'm not walking in this, I'm walking in this. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm walking exceedingly and abundantly. Be it God. Lazarus came up out of the tomb. He didn't let anybody help you. It said he came but it said he was wrapped up in dark grave clothes. So the Holy Ghost had to pick him up, send him up right there, bring him outside in front of everybody.
Yes, that's right.
And as he is standing there in front of the tomb, they are astonished, but people are down. They see the miracles when people are down.
Yes.
At the same time. That's right. They're down at the same time. Bewildered, but sealed down at the same time. But then, we own this chariot. Jesus takes his chariot and puts it on top.
Amen.
Amen.
and he says, now, who is there? Who is going to lose? It was Martha, wasn't it? Was it Martha? What's going on? I can look at that. But
she's so busy
doing
other things.
That's what it was, wasn't it? And the tell Martha, go and loose him, and let him know. The message you started up here. When you lie. You put up the
mouth.
That's why you don't keep what you got. That's why you don't walk in the mouth that you got all the time. Why you can't get the money? Because you want to go up there and acknowledge the mess. Come back and then clean it up. When you tell him to clean it up. Man, loose me. And then you go, and he comes and shows loose me. And then she looses him. She sees his flesh. It's brand new flesh.
I'm right.
She sees the twinkle in his eyes. She looks at his head, sees his mouth move. Begins to take it off of him, and the more that she unlooses him, the more and the stronger of the manifestation that I gave her dwells within her. I do it all wrong. Thank you, rock star. Do you want to be rock star? What are you going to do?
What are you saying?
It's up to you. God said it's time, and it's up to you. But I'm very tell you, when you get your initial manifestation, when God does something wonderful in your life, and you get that initial manifestation, know that that's what I'm walking in, and the rest is on the way. They preach, I shall not be denied.
Yes,
you shall not be denied. But God's telling you this way, hey, look, get the whole thing. Amen? Like Ron said, one more time.
Yes.
Amen? One more time. One more time.
That's it.
One more time. I asked my baby, I said, you know that you went down and got me up to there, came back up. I said, you want me to do it right? She said, That's it. Got a snowed back up from there and went all the way there, came back up. I said, God, you're wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. We want to do it right. We don't want to do it a bit. We want the whole thing.
Amen.
That's it. We want the whole thing. God's got very funny in this moment. You take your, I'm not worth that, I can bring it to you. You take your, I'm not worth the flood. God, this ain't worth the flood. Bring it to you. And stand. Stand right there. In that stream of exceedingly and abundantly more than what you could ever have. Or thank you. Standing.
Amen.
And be rock solid in that God is going to do. Here on out in my life, if you didn't know, you're going to know what to say. God is going to do a healing and abundantly more than what I can ever ask.
Thank you. say.